Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another Feel Good Habits Reloaded. I am delighted to be resharing Anna Newton, aka the Anna Edit, with you, because I'm republishing this at the beginning of December 2021, and December is one of those months that can feel somewhat disorganized, slightly out of control, all bets are off. And Anna is somebody who I immediately think of when I think of those habits or those techniques or those tricks that I need to implement to feel more organized, more on top of things, just as though there's a method to my madness. And so that's why I am republishing this episode with the brilliant Anna Newton. Please do enjoy her Feel Good Habits. Possibly one of my favourite people to chat to. Anna Newton is making a return to the show. Hi, Anna.
I am so happy. How long has it been? Has it been 2 years?
It has. It has.
What?
It really has.
I'm so happy to be back. And yeah, I've scheduled this into my diary as just, you know, like a solid 4 hours of chatting with Emma, because I know what we're like.
Well, the thing is, as well, is whenever I see you out, which isn't very often, it's always like I literally, my eyes pop out of my head and I'm like, Anna! And I don't know if you remember, was it Caroline's box launch for Space NK when I saw you and Lily and I was finishing off one conversation and I went to lean over to you and Caroline just body blocked me. I was like, no, I'm first.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, I feel like whenever we see each other, it's like a slow-mo moment from a film. You know, you're on one side of the room, I'm on the other side of the room. And I see like you, I see Nadine, and I'm like, always such a treat. But this is a nice little virtual, you know, virtual hello.
It's lovely to see you. And it has actually, it's one of the nice things about podcasting is that I can be like, hey, do you want to come on the podcast? But also, can I then chat to you for ages about some of the stuff?
I've been looking forward to this. Literally been looking forward to this all day. So
well, you're a perfect person to talk to about feel good habits, because well, one thing that I knew, which you've already confirmed, is I knew that you would be really organized and you would have thought these out and I know that you've taken notes, but also you are a very positive, upbeat person. Whatever life throws at you, you figure a way over it, under it, around it, and that's the kind of can-do attitude I like here on the Emma Gunn Show.
Thanks. I mean, I try to be. Oh, sorry. Have I still got my email on? I have.
I couldn't hear it.
Okay, that's good. Sorry. I try to be a positive person. I don't think I'm like a natural born worrier. You know, there's some people who are natural born worriers. My husband is one of them. I think I'm just, yeah, I try to like keep upbeat. I try to be like super grateful for what I've got and like see the good side of things. So thank you. That's nice. A lovely observation to have. Thanks, Emma.
Yeah, but that's interesting, because if you are married to a natural born warrior, then you must balance each other out. So there must be good things about being with a natural born warrior, because maybe it makes you, I don't know. Do you see where I'm going with that? Like you help him, he helps you.
Yeah, I think he makes me more of a realist. Like he brings me back down to earth when I'm just like living in cloud cuckoo land. And then vice versa, when he's sort of having a moment of like, ah, I get to bring him to a place of more like balance and peace. And I think we do. Yeah, we do sort of the whole like yin to each other's yang situation. Yeah, I do think we sort of balance each other out.
Oh, that's lovely. And I also think another reason why you're a good person to have on the show is because you work for yourself, you are your own brand, all of these things that, and so in some ways you have been working in isolation for a while. So you've, isolation meaning working for yourself and about yourself is probably the best way of describing it. So you've had to, you've already had to deal with some of the hurdles that a lot of people are facing for the first time in the actual lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the same boat. I've worked for myself now for about 8 years and all of my friends, so I've got three super close girlfriends, like matching tattoo girlfriends. that's the level we're
like
on.
The cast of the Lord of the Rings.
Literally. Lord of the Stars. We all have, you know, the classic, you know, real chic, real trendy star tattoo on various parts of our body. That we got when we were 18. We decided we wanted it when we were in Chinese Takeaway, as you do. But they have always said, like, how do you work from home? How do you do it? I could never do it. And all three of them are now working from home, have been for like the last 2 months. And initially they're messaging me like, what the heck? Like, how do you do this? How have you been doing this? Like, this is so hard. Like, I think for some people it comes more naturally. And I think I am one of those people in terms of, I enjoy other people's company. I can be quite extroverted in certain situations, especially with people who I'm close with, but I get my energy from being on my own. So I enjoy that being on my own aspect. I'm a natural born Virgo. Teamwork. Yeah, no, that thing does not come naturally to me. Like when they're like, get into groups of four, I'm like, no. So there's certain things for me, like working for myself definitely like comes naturally, but this is a whole different kettle of fish. Like it's not, I can't just say to my friends like, oh, just don't turn on daytime TV. Like that's always my biggest working from home tip. This is a completely different thing because this is, you're all at home practically 24/7 and you're not seeing anyone. It's not like, oh, well, you know, my work from home tips would be like socialize in the evening and like break up your day by meeting a friend for coffee. Like that you can't do. So this is a whole different kettle of fish for everyone. And yeah, we were talking about it earlier before we got on the call. I think the longer this goes on, the more like waning and like rough the weeks can be. So hopefully we've got some advice here to chirp people up.
Yeah, because it doesn't just, I mean, this, your feel good habits will exist way beyond lockdown and they're just good feel good habits for any time, whether we're in lockdown or whether we are not. But it's really about, you can feel sometimes that life is getting you down or you can feel like you're beating your head against a brick wall. So for you, if you ever feel any of that coming in, what's your first feel good habit?
So interestingly, I was listening to your episode with Ree from Really Ree the other day. I love her. And her first tip was the same as my first tip, which is you got to allow it. Like some days you are not vibing. The vibe is bad. You're not feeling great. And this is a tip that I'm really having to work on because I get guilt if I don't feel like I've been productive. I feel bad and low if I don't feel like I've ticked off my to-do list that day. And I think I'm quite hard on myself to like get shit done constantly. Mm. So if I'm not feeling in the mood, it's hard for me to give in. Like I would normally just sit there in front of my laptop watching the space bar like blink at me for 2 hours rather than just be like, you know what, it's not happening today. Let's like read a book or whatever. And yeah, that's where I'm trying to be better is if I'm really, really, really not feeling it, maybe I've like this day one of my period or I don't feel well or I've had a really like busy week the week before and I'm genuinely like physically tired. It is that allowing myself to have a moment of rest, not rest and relaxation necessarily, but just acknowledging it and being okay with it. And I guess one thing I'm also quite bad at, we work for ourselves, we're our own bosses. It might not always be this way, especially given everything that is currently going on. So it's that not making the most of it, I'm putting brackets up here, making the most of it. But it is that right now, my life, my work, my career allows me to take a 3-hour break if I want to take a 3-hour break. And feeling okay with that, because there might be a day that I turn around and I'm like, well, when I work for myself, I never took breaks. I never did this. I never did that. I never, in brackets, made the most of it. So I think it is allowing myself that time. And honestly, even just talking about it makes me sweat, and I feel guilty for saying that, like, oh, I can have a 2-hour, 3-hour break. That's how my brain just, it's not wired in that way of allowing myself to rest when I feel like I should be working. But I'm trying to be better at it and working on it.
Have you found that you've been able to notice in lockdown a difference in productivity? So, for example, I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of research reading. So I read a lot of books. I read a lot of papers or whatever for guests who are potentially coming on the podcast. And I always end up putting them to the bottom of whatever my to-do pile is, because I think I can't sit and read, because to me, sitting and reading is inactive. But as I've sort of leaned into lockdown, I've realized actually that's a hugely productive part of my working week. And I need to, it's allowed me to add a value to it that I wasn't adding to it previously. Have you noticed any changes like that? Even if it is just actually a mid-afternoon break can be really good for making my last few hours of the day super productive.
Yeah, I think my big shift has been, I am not an afternoon person. Like, afternoons for me, if you send me through, you know, my managers, bless them, send me something through and they're like, hey, can you, like, is there a creative idea you can think of? Oh, where have you gone, love? You're back. Sorry. My do not disturb is not working. I'll start the bit again. Sometimes my managers will send something across on like 4 p.m. on a Friday and be like, so creative ideas for this brief. And I'm just like, oh, honey, no, like 4 p.m. on a Friday is not happening. And I think it's, for me, if I'm working past like 4:30, it's a very productive day. And I'm obviously super into my task that I'm doing. But yeah, it's like, you know what? I start work early. I don't have much of a lunch break. 4 p.m., sit down, read a book, and then I'll do like an IG live workout class or something. But it's like allowing myself to finish work that little bit earlier, just because I'm managing to get everything done that I need to get done. So like, why sit there and continue with my laptop open?
Yeah. And I've, so many of my friends who, like yours, haven't worked from home before, who now are saying, I didn't realize how literally how productive you can be in a morning when there's not a meeting, the phone's not ringing, and there's not kind of unnecessary emails or the fire drill or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, a big part of our jobs is like going to and from London. I was doing that maybe like once a week, and I've got 5 days at home. So I've kind of got this whole day a week that's opened up so I can get everything that I need to get done in a short space of time. So yeah, it's allowing myself those windows to read a book if that's what I want to do.
You're an incredibly creative person and you are able to execute your creative ideas really beautifully. And I wonder whether not having that day in London and maybe feeling, I guess the best way I can describe it is a little bit of release of the pressure of the outside world, because we're all inside at the moment. Has that invigorated a creative spark in you that maybe you're leaning into a bit, that you're like, actually, I didn't realize, I've forgotten how much I love that?
Oh, yeah, in a weird way, yeah, it has, because I've really had to do like a 180 on my content, really, you know, like, what, 7 ideas of how to wear your capsule wardrobe? Like, no one's wearing proper clothes right now. Like, that is not working. I obviously do quite a lot of travel content. That's not happening and won't be happening for the foreseeable future. So I've really had to look at what I've done and look at what my audience are into, look at what's going on in their lives, kind of where we're all at the moment. And yeah, think of these new ideas. And because I have got these 5 days at home, I've been able to turn them around a bit quicker than I perhaps usually would. So I realized that I wanted to give people something to do over the weekends. And so I don't normally upload anything on Friday. Friday is normally a really dead day for content, actually. Like, people are busy in beer gardens, you know? that's not happening. Imagine a beer garden. Oh, Aperol spritz. Oh. So now on a Friday, I try and put up something for the weekend. So I'll do like a quiz, or I'll put up a playlist, or me and Mark are like literally filming a bread video right now. And we're going to put up this like post on how to make bread at home. And so I'm making this whole piece of additional content, kind of like you. I feel like you're probably doing more podcasts than you were, because I have a bit more time. I obviously like to feel like I'm, makes me feel good to feel like I'm being productive in my time. So yeah, it's given me a quicker turnaround on a lot of things. I'm creating more than I previously was, which feels kind of weird to say that, but I guess it kind of has.
It's one of those situations, isn't it, where it's unprecedented, it's all very uncertain, but it's opening where some doors have closed, literally, other creative doors have potentially opened. And it's quite nice, actually. I don't know about you, speaking to friends and they're talking about things they've fallen in love again, even if it's things like puzzles, or I know a lot of people have picked up instruments that they haven't played for ages.
Oh my God, that's so true. My friend literally sent us, we've got one friend who was getting into guitar, but he's given that up. That was short. That was short lived. And then another friend has bought himself like a keyboard, and he sent us a Beethoven track yesterday. I was very impressed. I have not been doing that. Disclaimer. I have not been learning an instrument. Super into people discovering old things. It's nice.
Yeah, it's lovely. Right. So feel good habit number two. Is it the same as anyone else's?
I'm not sure. Not in reason, I don't think she said this. It's giving myself a reality check.
Ooh, how does one do that?
I am so grateful for my job. I feel so lucky to do what I do for a living and be able to currently still, cross fingers, be able to make a living from it. And I think, I didn't grow up in a super disadvantaged family. I'm obviously a privileged white woman, but we didn't have a lot growing up. I didn't go on like super crazy loads of holidays. I didn't live in a super crazy massive house. And my parents worked really hard to give us what they could. And I was working from the age of 16, worked in retail for like 4 years. And then during that time, I worked delivery shifts. I stacked shelves. I dealt with great customers. I dealt with shitty customers. I worked in a call center. I worked in a bar. I worked in a pub. I was a dishwasher. I worked in an admin center. Like, I've kind of done all these jobs where like I wasn't fulfilled. I didn't enjoy them. As someone who hates people being sick, like working in a bar was perhaps my least favorite job. It was horrible. Oh my God, Amber, it was so horrible. It was a student bar as well. So like doing tequila shots and then literally vomiting them back up onto the bar. It was a nightmare.
I was talking to Ruth about tequila shots yesterday and she was like, you sniffed the salt. And I was like, no, Ruth.
No. I have really like particularly vile memories about that job. So because I've had these jobs, or I've had bosses that like weren't great, I've had good bosses, I've had not great bosses, I've done a lot of stuff that I didn't really enjoy. And I was doing it just to make a living, just to be able to pay my bills, just to be able to kind of get through. And so I feel super grateful for everything that I've gotten, that my audience have given me. And so there is that reality check of like, I don't want this to end. Like, I don't want to have to go back to that. So if I'm having a moment where I'm like, oh, I just don't want to do my to-do list today, I take a moment. I give myself a bit of a talk. Like, come on, you don't want to go back to that. You don't want this to end. You want to continue to grow. And eventually we would love to like move house and like maybe we'll start a family and all of these things. And it's like, I want to be able to continue this job that genuinely feels weird to call it a job, because no one should enjoy their job this much. So there is that moment of like, come on girl, reality check.
And I think what I'm curious about there is whether that is a germ, it's like a flash of a feeling, or whether it can be something that builds up. So for me, for example, I think previously, like pre-depression, it would be something that I would let be a cloud that followed me around for months, if not years. Whereas now, if I feel the shadow of it now, I literally stare it in the face and go, yeah, what?
What are you going to do?
Are we going to break into the Bad Boy soundtrack? Because I know that you're thinking it. And I'm wondering, like, when do you give yourself a reality check, even if it is just like a flash of, oh, was that lightning? Or is it, you can feel it sort of growing over a couple of days and you're like, oh, actually, I need to shout at that.
I don't know. I think it's my motivation to like do it. I think it's like, it's the root of all of this. It's the root of like, oh my word, I never thought it was possible. No one talks to you at school and is like, there's a possibility of you having creating from nothing a job that's your dream. Like, no one sits down and tells you that. Like, I genuinely can't believe it. I just feel surprised by the whole thing. And I think that is my like root cause for doing this and continuing to do it and working kind of hard at it. Like, I think I try my best anyway. And so, yeah, I think it's kind of always there. But if I'm having a day where I'm just like, oh, it's that reality check. I'm like, come on, girl. Life is good.
I've said this to you before, and I've said it to Lily, and I've said it to a lot of the people that I would sort of bracket as started sort of early doors with this, creating blogs that then went on to become huge, is that it do take work.
It does. And it feels silly now to be like sitting up here and being like, it's really hard at the beginning, but I blogged 10 times a day, like through, not 10 times a day. Oh my gosh. 10 times a week. Whoa. I need a reality check on that. But I blogged 10 times a week. At one point I was doing 3 videos a week. Like, I was working my job. I was commuting up to London, writing blog posts on the train, writing blog posts on the way back from the train, editing videos at the weekend. Like, there was times when you don't have a social life. When I wrote my book, I didn't have a social life. My friends didn't see me for ages. I was like, sorry, I just need to write my book. Like, there's a lot of hard work that people don't see, because ultimately you just see my like lemon drizzle cake on my Instagram stories, which obviously is part of it. There is that like glam part, but then there is the actually you woke up at 7 a.m. this morning to write a blog post. So,
but then the thing I say sometimes to people who, because thinking about a particular incident, I think it was last year where some newspaper
small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Journalists had sort of had been a bit snippy and sneery about bloggers, and my input, having been on both sides of it, was if I've worked on a magazine that was produced weekly, and I've also worked on a monthly, and I've also worked on daily content, and that's a whole team of people who create that, and yet you did it all by yourself. The blog looked great, the photography looked great, the words were sound, they were also checked. So I always say to people, like, you have to give yourself such a break, because you were creating something that in the mainstream media took a team of 20 plus people. Yes, it was, maybe there wasn't as much of it, but what I mean is that you were doing it completely on your own. You didn't have picture editors, you didn't have sub editors, you didn't have all those layers that people have on mainstream media.
I mean, bless you, Emma, for saying that my words are checked. That is still something on the site. I'm like, yeah, probably should get myself a copy editor there, because I'm not great with the old spelling. But yeah, no, you're right. I guess it goes back to the whole, from day dot, it was, you took your photos. I mean, bless, like, one of my roommates helped me like make a logo, but pretty much it's like a one woman show. And I think that gets taken out of the equation quite a lot of the time, and that's sad, because actually this is a story of women, mostly women, making careers for themselves. Like, isn't that awesome? Like,
it's brilliant. It really is.
Thanks,
right,
Emma.
Let's move on to habit number 3.
Okay, habit number 3 actually is called Habit.
Oh.
It is an app. I saw it on Kate Levy's Instagram at the beginning of the year, and she was like, this is what I'm using to track my sort of New Year's resolutions, goals for the year. And I was like, you know what? As someone who is very nerdy, very analytical, loves data, this looks right up my street. And I mean, we're now currently recording this on the 6th of May, and I have continued up with it. Mm-hmm. I'm showing Emma my screen, not that you can really... It's a bit bright here. You can't really see. But she can see it now. So basically you can track different habits that you want on here. So I track 5 different things. I track whether I have eaten meat that day, because I'm trying to decrease my meat consumption. Mm-hmm. Whether I've drunk alcohol that day, obviously the ultimate goal being no, you haven't. But sometimes it's a yes, that's fine. Whether I've done like a daily workout, doesn't have to be super intense. It's like, have you stretched? You know, you can stretch 20 minutes. That counts as a daily workout. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Whether I've completed my ring on my Apple Watch, because I am a woman obsessed. Please don't look at my Apple Watch today, Emma. I think I'm like, I'm a quarter of the way there.
No, I'm doing all right today. Look. Oh, where is it?
Emma, oh my God, 3/4 of the way. Woo. Okay. You'd be able to tick the box today. And then the final thing that I do is whether I've read that day. So these were all like linking into sort of goals I wanted to do this year. So if I'm having a day where I'm like, oh, especially with work stuff, these are all more like well-being tips rather than worky tips. But I'm like, I'm going to have a 5-tick day today. I'm going to tick all my habits off on my habit little tracker app thing. And that's going to make me feel great. And that's going to make me feel like I've achieved something. So if you're a nerd like me, I highly recommend this app. It's brilliant. It is just called Habit. And it's more like a well-being thing rather than a work thing for me. But it really helps me if I'm having a day where I feel like I haven't, you know, you get to the end, you're like, I couldn't tell you one thing that I've done. Mm. But I can be like, oh, but I did my daily workout and I completed my ring. And then I get to the end of the day. I basically, before bed, I just tick them off before I go to bed. And it's kind of weird. I remember to do it every single day, but it makes me feel good. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's a really good one. And also, I remember one of the really good tips I learned from a psychotherapist about getting good sleep was to, if you are somebody who worries and then those worries wake you up at 2 a.m., write them down before you go to bed, because it's almost like you've downloaded them and then you can revisit them in the morning. But actually ticking off what you've done in the day, I guess, I wonder whether clinically, and obviously we can't measure this, I wonder whether clinically you're able to fall asleep quicker, or like you fall into a better quality of sleep because you have almost chalked something up just before you go to sleep.
To be fair, I feel for people who have struggles with their sleep, because sleep is my favorite thing in the world and it would destroy me if I couldn't have it. But maybe, because it is, you're sort of evaluating your day and like putting it to bed and like ticking it off. Yeah, I've just got it. I think it's great. You could track whatever you wanted on there. It doesn't have to be well-being related. It could be more work-related. But for me, I feel if I had a 5-tick day, like yesterday was a 5-tick day. Before I went to bed, I like turned around to Mark and I was like, I've had a 5-tick day today. And he was like, oh, well done. Good for you.
No, it's nice. Since we've been in quarantine, I have closed my exercise ring every single day. And it's like, we're on like the 50-day streak.
Yeah.
And it's just because if I get to like the end of the day, well, I'm doing yoga as well in the evening, like 45 minutes of yoga. And so that obviously helps. So it feels like a bit of a cheat, but it does feel really good. And if I think I'm going to bed and I've still got one more hour to stand before you hit 12, I will, what time is it? 11:45 or 10:45? Right. I will stay awake for the next 20 minutes just so I can complete that ring.
Emma, hon, we are the same. Yeah. Mark has witnessed me doing like a jumping jack at the end of the bed, like 10 p.m. He's like, come to bed. I'm like, I've got 5% more to do on my ring.
It's worth doing. It's worth doing, isn't it?
Honestly, this Apple Watch, people are like, review your Apple Watch. And I'm like, I've got nothing else to say except it's brilliant. Yeah. It's like genuinely changed my life.
I just wish it didn't look the way it looks.
Oh, they are quite minging. But I like my gold strap.
I'm going to get you to send me the link to that, because I've got the one that comes with it, which is basic.
So I started off with that one, and then I was like, it's just, it's the one they sell on Apple. It's not like a fancy brand. It's just like the Apple one that they have. Okay. But yeah, Apple Watch is here for them. Very motivation.
Me too, all the time. And if ever I post a screen grab of, you know, on the phone, you get like your data, you can go in and you can see, I sometimes post that on stories and say, no, the workout done. And every day it's like, what app is that? And I'm like, Apple Watch.
I love guys, it. Apple Watch, always. Apple Watch.
Apple Watch, for the win. Right. How many have we got left, by the way? How many habits? Because you've already delivered two more. You are.
Two more.
Keeps on giving. Right, go on.
Okay, I'll keep these speedy.
Number four.
if I'm feeling down, I rewatch something that I've watched a million times before.
Such as
Parks and Rec, Parks and Rec and The Office, mainly. US Office, obviously. Although I'm more into the US Office at the moment. Like, I'm always more into what I'm currently rewatching at that time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel the same?
To the point where I almost want to show you my Amazon Prime viewing history, because I get to the end of The Office, US, all 10 seasons, and that last episode destroys me every single time.
That's what she said when he walks in, like, yeah. I love it.
I can't believe you came.
That's what she said. Oh, so good.
And then I've tried to rewatch Parks and Rec, but I am not vibing with it. So I've gone back to the beginning of The Office.
Isn't that weird? Mm. Isn't that weird? Because I haven't watched the Parks and Rec special that they did, because it is a real faff to get in the UK. You have to get a VPN, blah, 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 blah. It's not through, like, I know it was a charity thing. Like, I'd love to watch it, but I can't get a hold of it easily. So I haven't watched it. And I'm like, I'm kind of okay. I'm feeling more on like a US Office thing right now. Yeah. So I basically just rewatch episodes of The Office, especially Dinner Party. I think Dinner Party is perhaps the best like 25 minutes of comedy ever.
Every time I leave you, I will stop in the street like 5 minutes after I say goodbye to you, and I'll go, oh, why did I not sing "You Took Me By the Hand"? I want to sing that to you. Sorry.
You need to watch, if you go on YouTube, there's deleted scenes from the Dinner Party episode. It's like a whole 10 minutes. It's like a whole extra 50% of the episode. It's brilliant. The outtake with Steve Carell pushing in and out TV.
It's
just the best thing. If ever I'm feeling sad, I will just rewatch that, actually. Like, that blooper is so funny.
Yeah, and also there's a Saturday Night Live sketch, Debbie Downer, the first one they ever did with Lindsay Lohan at Disney World.
Oh, and
I think that can be
my friend Sally loves that one.
I do believe low-key that should be a prescription strength cure for like a very bad day. It's amazing.
Honestly, 100%. Everyone's like, oh, you should watch like Normal People, or you should watch The Stranger, or have you watched the, like, Money Heist or something? And I'm like, that's really kind of you. I have no interest in watching anything new. But, you know, I will watch Normal People because people are saying that it's like the best thing they've ever watched. Fine, I'll get there eventually. But I love a rewatch, honestly. Just like, I want to watch something that I've already watched 50 times. I'm terrible for it. Mark's like, oh, don't you want to watch something new? I'm like, no, I just want to watch Casino Night again. That's that. Casino Night.
I am taking us away from feel good habits for a moment, but I hope this is relevant to someone listening. I go back and forth about Jim and Pam. And here's for why.
Why?
Because I love how in love he is with her. Cause that is really strong. That's a really strong part of the storyline. But I feel a sense of sadness that they found love in a very small town and like they never went out and discovered the world. And I feel really bad saying that, but it does make me feel a bit like, I love them. I love it. There's so much I love about it. But then I also think, is there something quite sad about literally your first job and just that's it?
I love that your concern with it is so practical, because I thought you were going to say, like, if you've watched interviews with John Krasinski and then Jenna Fischer, you feel bad because Jenna Fischer is obviously like super into it and like kept her wedding ring that she like Jim Halpert's wedding ring and all that kind of stuff. And then he has said things in the past which were a bit like dismissive of her, like if you watch the interviews back. And so sometimes I watch it and I'm a bit like, oh, is this a bit awkward?
Oh,
I thought you were going to say that.
No.
Do a bit of digging. There's some interesting things on the internet.
I did read the thing about someone saying that she was still wearing the Pam's wedding ring. And she was like, no, I wear the one my husband, my actual husband gave me. But she did go on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And she did say there was, I think it was something like there was a part of me and there was a part of John that we were in love with each other. And it was like, no, no. I think John Krasinski said, no, it was Jim and Pam.
Oh, so is that what happened? Like there's a bit of a like, they both interpret it a bit differently.
We need to do a deep dive offline about this.
We need to do an offline deep dive. But honestly, I could just watch any of like the classic episodes of The Office. There's no bad ones. It's just, it's all good. And I love it so much. I love rewatching it. It makes Michael, what a character. Like when you rewatch it back.
Yeah, and I also really enjoy Catherine Tate in it. And I feel like she came into it so late in the run, but she was so brilliant. I really like Catherine Tate anyway. So
brilliant. Yeah, so number four, rewatch something I've rewatched a million times.
Number five, my friend.
Number five is baking. I love to bake. I love to cook. It is my ultimate stress reliever. If I'm having a shit day, it is the ultimate antidote. Like that is what I need to do. Like I save recipes. I'm like, okay, I buy all the ingredients and then I save recipes and I'm like, I'm gonna do that at the weekend. I'm gonna do that on Friday night. I can almost use it as like a motivator to get shit done because I'm like, once I get this done, I get to bake. I'm very lucky. I'm from like a family of women who are incredible at baking. Like if you ever come to a family feast of ours, there's like a lemon meringue pie, a key lime pie, a banoffee pie, a crumble. Like my auntie's made profiteroles. Like it's a spread. My family put on a spread.
Oh,
and I honestly, that I miss that so much. I miss everyone's cooking and baking. My grandma, my aunties, my mom. And that's definitely been passed down into my genes in terms of, you know, some people get stressed out. For some people, cooking is really not the one. Mm-hmm. But for me, I love it. I love trying new things. I love trying new recipes. It's the ultimate chill out, makes me feel good for me.
I 100% agree. I enjoy watching your feed because I enjoy seeing all the delicious, like that Cinnabon ice thing just made me actually dribble onto my phone. But you probably got it as well. Ian Hayes' 7-Day Basket is a game changer, has changed my world to the point where I've had
such a good cookbook.
I've had to stop doing Insta stories because I'm like every night. It's like I can't just keep tagging Ian in these posts because it's just not fair.
I feel like you made the sweet potato gnocchi around the same time that we were like messaging each other about the sweet potato gnocchi. Yeah. And it was, I'd never made gnocchi before. It was really so fun. So easy. So such a good cookbook.
There's not a duff recipe. And I think as well, the side note, I had a consultation with Annabelle Kingsley the other day about my hair loss or like this situation. And I said, actually, I feel like the health of my hair has improved. And obviously I'd filled out a massive questionnaire. And there are a couple of things. And one of them is cooking from scratch using Ian's book every night, literally since the end of September. And she said, all the things that you've noted that could have made a difference and why you've seen an improvement in the overall health of your hair, I think it's that you're cooking from scratch and you're eating fresh.
I mean, that's the thing. It not only is for some people super fun to do, it like makes you feel good from the inside. Mm. Like when you're eating, I mean, not everything that I cook. I mean, I like love macaroni cheese. So like everything that I cook definitely isn't on the healthy side of things necessarily. But it tastes so much better. It tastes so much better when you cook it from scratch. My mum was always like, my mum's quite a traditional traditional cook. She loves like a shepherd's pie, like that's her vibe, but it was always cooked from scratch. Like we're just a very cooked from scratch family, and I love it. I love that moment where I can like close my laptop and go for my little like once a day walk around the block, chat to one of my girl mates, have a little gossip, and then I get back and then I cook some dinner and I'm like, this is my happy place. This is genuinely, is this that like keeps me going. Like, this is why I love my life. So yeah, baking, cooking, into it.
What brilliant. I knew you were going to deliver, but by Jiminy, Anna.
Oh, thanks, Emma. This has been so lush. I feel like, even just to be fair, I think it was the talking about the office bit that takes me from like a 60 to a solid like 100 on the scale, you know?
Yeah, it makes me feel good. And we didn't even cover RuPaul's Drag Race, but maybe we'll take that offline. We need to update ourselves on how we're feeling about the new season and the celebrity one as well. But
I want to pick your brain.
Yes, you can at length. It's never a bad decision to spend any time with you or chat to you. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your habits. And I hope listeners that you've enjoyed Anna's return to the podcast. I'm sure it won't be her last visit. And it goes without saying, hopefully, that all of the links to Habit, Anna, her social media, Apple Watch, and that blooper video from the dinner party episode of The Office will be in the show notes. But Anna, thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks for having me, Emma. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I do hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate your time hugely. If you did enjoy it and you never want to miss an episode, then please do hit the subscribe button wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. It's also where you get the opportunity to leave a 5-star review and a rating for how you feel about the show. And I'd be so grateful if you wouldn't mind leaving one. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. If you fancy chatting to me and thousands of other fellow listeners of the podcast, then click the link to join the Facebook forum. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You have to answer a couple of questions, but we cannot wait to see you there. Come over and join the conversation. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.